Good morning, it's Max again. A rainy day in Portsmouth, southern England. And just driving down to drop my wife's car to the mechanics. And we just finished reading a bit of Matthew, actually. We were reading the beginning of the Beatitudes, and Susie's got a lovely reading voice, and she was reading for me. And it starts off with, blessed is this, and blessed is that, and blessed are you if you're a peacemaker, and blessed are you if you're persecuted. And whenever I hear that, I can't help but go back to Monty Python and the Life of Brian. And in that film, which many Christians at the time would have hated, they take the mickey out of this and they say, blessed are the cheesemakers and blessed are the and whatever. And they're talking about jobs and just taking the mickey out of that and saying, you're blessed if you're this and you're blessed if that. But actually, if you read on from there, it goes on in Matthew to be talking about being salt and light in the world, to be a reflection again of Jesus in the world. I mean, it's like I was talking about the other week. So actually, I don't think Monty Python got it too wrong. I think actually, blessed are the computer programmers, blessed are the bus drivers, blessed are the teachers, blessed are the factory workers, if we choose to follow Jesus, and we are actually a reflection of him. We are salt and light in the world. Like I said the other day, of course, that's really challenging. That means when someone winds you up on the factory floor, somehow you've got to balance getting the job done with being Jesus-like. And, well, actually, again, you know, the mechanic we're going to take our car down to be fixed to, I don't know if he is a Christian, but if he is a Christian, he is being a reflection of Jesus. He's being correct in the way that he runs his business. We've bought this car from him a little while ago, and there's a few things wrong with it, and he has been no problem whatsoever in getting those things fixed under the warranty. I know some car salespeople can be a bit troublesome in this area, but that guy, if I found out today that he was a Christian, I wouldn't have a problem with that. That would be a good reflection. He would be blessed because actually he's reflecting Jesus in his business, whether he knows it or not. So for me today, I want to see, well, not just today, but continuing, I really want to see if I can be a blessed project manager, a blessed web developer. Can I be Jesus in the workplace even more than I'm trying to be already? How about you? Bye for now.